I'm based. New sugya. Rabbi Shulman, you here?
Yeah.
Monday nights, you say Eli Nishmat. You say Eli Nishmat. Who's that?
They told me to say it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Actually, this week I missed. They told me to say someone else this week. In addition, I missed it. I didn't realize that.
So you said somebody else. You're supposed to say two people.
No, they told me every guy should say Eli Nishmat, this guy. I don't know. This they told me to do.
So you only said one person.
Only one person. Okay. The same person.
Okay, let's go. Let's go. Ayin Aleph of Man Aleph, right?
Boilu, Lom Shaila. Ayin Aleph, we have to do tonight. Two blah, because we're not going to be learning tomorrow, so I want to try to learn two daf tonight.
You're not learning tomorrow. Oh, what Shabbos are you learning?
Friday night. Okay, Boilu. Gerishin Kishtiko Damio Oke Hakom Odamio. Okay, Rabbi Shulim, you here?
Yeah.
Okay, Shaila here is Gerishin. If Rahman's son is a person that gets divorced, is it a shtika that he's masking that it was better not to get married altogether? Oy ka kamadamya. Adrab, it's a statement that it's a good zach.
Say it again.
I'm just joking. Kishtika over here, a husband here is the case over here, is a man is married. That's the first thing. That's the Eresh Zach. The Eresh Zach is the person got married. How did he get married? Who set him up? How Hashem arranged that? That's another story. Yeah? The Hakdama to today's daf is a man got married.
So it's a Hebayaluhu.
And then what happened? While he was married, Naira Hamaros, while he was married, all of a sudden there's a great revelation. A great revelation where the wife says to the husband, "Husband, I want to let you know something. I made a neder that I will never, ever drink wine. Okay, I'm never going to drink wine." She made a neder. Okay, I'm not going to eat grapes. I'm not going to drink wine. And then the husband hears about the neder, and the husband, he hears. Aha. Uh-huh. So what is the husband's options when the husband hears about his wife say, The wife says, "I made a neder, my dear husband, I made a neder." Nay. Okay, we got a contract right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so, wait, where are you going?
No, I just need something.
To hold up the Gemara.
Yeah, thank you.
You're holding up the world.
Nay.
So the husband makes a neder, the husband marries a woman, the woman tells the husband, "I want to tell you some good news. I made a neder before we got married, I made a neder that, let's talk in case even when they're married, we don't have to say Naira Hamaros. Let's say after they got married, at some point in time, the wife makes a neder, she tells her husband, "I made a neder." So what are the husband's options at this moment?
One second, he made his neder.
She made a neder.
She made it before she became
a Marasa. No. Let's discuss a regular case. The Gemara is going to bring a raya.
She's a teenager.
The Gemara is going to bring a raya from the case of an Naira Hamaras. But let's just discuss a single case for the woman right now. A man marries a woman. They're happily married. Everything is fine and good. Wonderful family. Model family. They get honored by all these Shiva dinners. And the model that every shalom bias wants to aspire to.
Right.
And then one day the wife makes a neder, and she says, "I make a neder that I will never drink wine."
Yeah.
And then, at some point in time, the husband, he finds out about the neder.
Yeah.
So what are the husband's options at that moment in time? He has two options.
Either
he's quiet. So if either he can be made for it. If he's made for it, he can immediately say, "Wife, how dare you? How could you make a neder? This is not a good thing for you." And he can right away say, "Mufaloch, mufaloch."
What does kamadamia mean?
It means it's like he's being mekayim the neder.
Through, if he divorces
her. Oh, that's the dilemma. But before we get to the divorce, what are his options? A man marries a woman.
Right.
And then she makes a neder.
Right.
She makes a neder. And then after she makes that, her husband finds out about it. What are the husband's options?
Forgive me. I'm sorry, but after she's married or before she's
after
married?
After she's married.
Okay.
To make it simple.
And then the husband finds out.
And then, so therefore, what are the husband's options? So he can do one of two things. Either he can be mather the neder, or he can say, "Excellent, I want to be mekayim the neder."
Or that means he doesn't say anything, or he could just say
or
nothing.
Or he can do nothing and let the day pass. He can say nothing and let the day pass. And if the day passes, then automatically it's mekayim.
Right.
So this husband, he does none of the three options. He does not allow the day to pass. He does not openly mekayim the neder. And he's not mefer the neder. He does none of the three.
Right.
You know what he does? He goes for the jugular. He gives her a divorce.
Right.
Hoo-hoo.
Right.
That's
so what's
man.
The boy?
The shiloh here is, we want to welcome Shlomo Rabinowitz to the Beis Medrash. We want to welcome Shlomo Rabinowitz to the Beis Medrash. He's wearing over here a light blue shirt, open up with all the buttons, like truly. They complained about him sometimes that he opens up too many buttons.
Nay.
It's not, I tell you.
Nay.
That's the number. That's the number one complaint against Shirley. Tere, you have to close all the buttons. Okay. I have it open. Oh, I'm not Shirley. I wear a gartel. My gartel goal is mavdil between the moyach and the leif. No, the tie. I wear a litvish gartel. A tie is a litvish gartel. It separates the moyach and the leif. The Hasidim, they wear a gartel between the leif and the erva. You understand the difference? It says it all. That explains the mahus, the chili, the litlak, and the chosid.
The Mukacha said that joke. It's
old joke.
Saita. What
type of me? Ayin Aleph. Our friend over here has stepped out. He has stepped out to a mokoyim where he'll be able to make a bracha to be makir the kisei akavod. Weiter. Well, you know, when you say a beis akisei, by the way, you know why it's called a beis akisei? For sure, I'm not joking. It's not a joke.
Kisei akavod.
Yeah, it's because this room is a room that enables a person to be able to make a bracha where he's mazkir the kisei akavod. Chas v'shalom to say that the room is called a beis akisei because there's a kisei inside the room. That is vulgar. Vulgar for a ben Yisrael to talk like that.
Vulgar
for a ben Yisrael to talk like that and say, I'm going into a room with this chair. That's how you talk. Chas v'shalom. It means a mokoyim. This mokoyim enables a person to come to Yirah Shamayim to focus on Hashem's Kisei HaKavod. You hear the word? Okay. Rav Shadwan, he called it the mokoyim that does not have a mezuzah. He once came to a place, he needed to go to this mokoyim, and he said, can you please tell me where is the room without the mezuzah? You like that, Shlomi?
So they could have sent them to the machzan.
What's a machzan?
Storage room.
Maybe they did. Ibailu. Garrison, Kishtika Dami, Kakama Dami. Okay, a man marries a woman, he makes.
That's what you just said.
And she makes, so therefore, what happens? And now he divorces. The child, the divorce is the act of Garrison considered to be the equivalent of a Hakama, or is it called a Shtika? Lamayin Afkamino, going to Nod Revashon Bala, the Garrisha Vahadra, Biyoime. He was Mekayim, the Mitzvah, the Oiraisav, Machser Girushosoi. Machser Girushosoi. Yeah? He was Mekayim this mitzvah, so Shalva Yosef, he takes it back, Bo Bayom. So can he once again be Mefer the Neder? Do we say that if he divorced her, by divorcing her, it is a Hakama. Memela, once he's making the Neder, it's too late to be Mefer the Neder. So if he goes and he takes her back, Bo Bayom, that is the Shaila. Lamai nafkamina kagoyin shenadu v'shama ba'ala v'gerish v'hadrei b'yoyim on the same day. I omar, mar kishtika dami, tshtika, motzi meifalo v'yomar, mar kakama dami, loy motzi meifalo. Toshma, what's the halacha? Toshma, turn the page. Imosai, omru, now here we go back to what we learned already a few times, so it should be very easy, because since we learned this already a couple times, it should be very easy. Imosai, omru, meisa, but when do we say the principle called nisreikna? There's one thing that we've learned over here in this Masechta, you should never forget forever and ever. It's the concept of Nisroikna. Nisroikna. A man has power over his wife, or a father has power over his daughter, and then he dies or whatever. Then his koyach has been transferred. And the way we define the transfer, the word Nisroikna, is like you pour out into a cup. Okay, so Toshma. Emosai, Omru, when we say the principle of a mesa while the husband dies, Nisrekna, which was la'ab, is man shalishama habal. When the Baal never heard of the neder. Oi, shama vehofer, the husband taka heard, he was mayfair. Oi, shama, he heard. Vishosak, he heard and he was silent, but even though he was mayfair, or even if he was shosak, umes bo bayoim. So we learned this already a couple of times, that a hafara is only called a hafara if he survives the day. If a person makes a kapel de gazach, a husband is mefer and neder, the hafara is not called a hafara, it needs two things, a kapel de gazach, to say such a thing. You would think that once you do the hafara, it's over. No, you need the hafara and you also need the entire day to pass. Why? What's the lumdus? Because if the husband would hear about it and be silent to the end of the day, then it would have a hakama. That never goes away. Here, the Chiddush is an incredible insight into Masechta Nedarim. If we only learn to take one Yisoid out of the whole Masechta, this Yisoid, yeah, this is it. When a man marries a woman, and it's discovered, she makes a neder. So the husband can do one of two things. He can do three things. Either he can be mefer it, or he can be mekayim it, or he can wait. He can wait until the day is over. This concept of waiting until the day is over never goes away. Even if he's mefer the neder. So you would think, I said, cut it off, we're done, we're finished. No, you're not. Before you were mefer the neder, you had an option of waiting until the day is over, and then automatically the neder is going to be mekuyim. Just delaying would automatically trigger the hakama. That never goes away, even if he's mefer, because if he dies before the end of the day, then it's ki'ilu, he was never mefer the neder altogether, and we trigger the rule of nisraikna. Remember this? We learned this a week ago. So Nachmos, Emos, Amru, but Mesa Bal, Nisraikna, which is Lo Ab, Isman, Shama Bal, he never heard it altogether. Oi, Shama, he heard. And v'hofer, he was taken made for the neder, but umeis bobayom. Okay, you have to take the words umeis bobayom goes back on this case as well. Or shama v'shosak, he heard v'shosak umeis bobayom. Okay, so we have over here three different examples. This mission over here is giving us three different examples of nisroikna. The husband never heard, or he heard and was mefer but died before the end of the day, or he was quiet and died before the end of the day. So now we say nisroikna. It's as if the husband never was, even though in the case number two he was mefer, but because he did not live out the day, it's ki'ilu he was not mefer. And now who has exclusive rights, exclusive power to be mefer of the neder? The father. This is the principle of Nisraikna. Now here comes the Mars Kasha. V'yamarto gerushin kishtikudam dame damu. If you hold that gerushin, it's equivalent when a man divorces his wife, so it's included. It's as if kishtika damu listinami oishama v'gireish. So why? There's a fourth case. There's another case that the Braisa could have. Was the Mishnah? Who's this? Toshma imosai. Okay, there's another case. What's the other case? The other case is when he divorced his wife. If you hold, now Chakira, that Shama the Gerish, it's Shosak, and it's not called a Hakoma, so then there should be a din of Nisroikna. V'iyamarta, if you're going to say Gerish and Kashtika Dami, listinami, case number four, or Shama the Gerish. Midaloi, Tani Haki, since the Braisa did not say this, Shmamino Gerushin Kia Kamadomo. Okay, so we have a riot. We want to infer from the fact that this case is not mentioned. It's omitted in our list that Enoch and Ami, had he given her a divorce, Shoma the Gerish, Gerushin is Kia Kamo. Once the nether has been hukam, then there certainly is not a din of Nisroikna. Along comes the Mario says, Pumfakert. You want to make a deek like this? I can make a deek. Pum fakert. Ema seifa. Aval imshama. Let's say the husband heard the kiyem. Oishama v'shosak umeis b'yom shel acharav. Oh. So now there was a hakama. Ein yochol lohafer. There is no nisraikna. But if it's taka true that shama v'geresh is called a hakama, let it say shama v'gerish. So we have a raya. We have conflicting inferences in this one Mishnah from the Reish Utsmashma that shama v'gerish is ke hakoma, And from the Seifetz Mashma, Shom of a Gerish is Kishtika. Mr. Rabport, welcome. Are you okay? You look like you're okay. So the Gemara is Elam Midloik Tani Hachi Shema Mino Gerish and Kishtika Damu. So the Gemara says, now this is a very interesting thing. So what would you say? You would say, if you were writing the Gemara, what would you say? Elam Eha Leka L'mashma Mina. Isn't that the classic expression of the Gemara? Shlemi, what are you watching? What are you watching on television, Shlemi? I'm not
up to Rabbi Levin.
Daf Ayin Beis. It's my favorite daf in the whole Shas.
He's talking about 12 and a half years old girls getting married.
What?
That's what we talked about, right?
That wasn't my mind. That we're talking about over here is Shem Hashem. Ayin Beis, the Shem Hashem. Ella midloiketani hachi shmam Ella midloiketani hachi shmam ina gerishin kishtika damu. Why do you jump to that conclusion? Why don't you say what the Gemara typically says throughout Shas? Ella meha leka lemashma mina. Whenever the Gemara presents a similar type of sequence, you have a shaila and you have a mishnah and you read the first line of the mishnah and you can make a diuk. Only this case, but not that case. And then you learn the seifa and you make a dik pum fakert. And what does the Gemara typically conclude? Ella meha leka lemashma mina. Tell me, you learned Shas already 37 times. How many times does the Gemara do exactly that? In the Bavli, Resha, Seifa, and say the words Ella meha leka lemashma mina. If you're of Chaim Kanievsky, you'll be able to answer the question.
You're still giving a kiddush every time you say the word Ella?
No, Ella, we have a tainus. Ella is a tainus. Kloimar, we have a kiddush. And a maisa, we have a shalashudas. When the Gemara says a maisa, we have a shalashudas. When the Gemara says Rash is kloimar, we have a kiddush. And whenever the Gemara says Ella, we have a tainus.
So what's the your portion of boya? That is kishtika damia.
The Gemara is not poisha, but the Gemara over here says Ella midloiketani hachi shmami na gerishin kishtika damu. Let's see the
Ryan.
Yeah, we're in the middle of the Amud Aleph, Ayin Beis. Oh, no, Amud Aleph. Ayin Beis, Amud Aleph.
Yeah.
You missed all the fun here. Ayin Beis, Amud Aleph. Yeah. Let's look
which line?
You don't have, it's Elam, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 lines from the top. When's Nittel, by the way?
Wait,
when is Nittel? Tonight's Nittel. What are you doing here?
No.
What are you doing here? What do you mean?
No, it's the no.
What is Nittel?
It's the sixth, I think.
Why is it Nittel?
No. Okay, let's go. Right. Shvam in a gerish and kakam and domo, meaning it's as if
Ella midloy ketani yachis.
What is kakam and domo?
If the man divorces her,
me?
So it's like he was making the nether. It's equivalent that's the
more acknowledged. She agreed. He agreed.
When he severs. We're not going to lum. It's too normal. When the man divorces, a man finds out that his wife made a neder, the clock is ticking, and instead of him being made for the neder or being mekayim the neder, he divorces her.
Maybe.
The Gemara's dilemma is, what is the act of divorce?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it considered in the sugya of nedarim as a hafara?
Yeah.
Or is it considered to be a hakama?
And
so the Gemara has a dilemma. The Gemara doesn't know. So the Gemara presents a Mishnah. We went through the Mishnah. The Mishnah is when Daik from the ratio of the Mishnah, we're Medaik that it's considered a Hakoma. And from the Sefer, it's considered, we're Medaik that it's considered a Hafara. And we don't, you can Medaik both ways from the ratio of the Sefer. It's contradictory. The inferences are contradictory. So what do you typically.
You said the inferences?
The inference are contradictory. Typically, whenever the Gemara has a contradiction in the diyukim of the Mishnah, what does the Gemara conclude with the words Ella meha leka lemashma mina? But we're learning today. You can't make a diyuk. You can't bring a proof either way.
Right.
But we're not learning today regular masechta. We're learning today masechta nedarim, and nedarim has a different sprach, has a different. It's nice. See, people make a mistake and they think. People make a big mistake and they think. Shlomo will tell you this, that because they think that they really masech the Nedarim because it's a member of the Talmud Bavli, the Lomdis is all the same. It's just that the language the language the Gemara uses is a different type of language. But we really have to make believe, you have to make believe that, that when the Gemara uses an expression that's a little bit different, it's really just you, the rules of that those words that you would expect to hear in another Masechta, it means ascending Masechta Nedarim, not necessarily. Nedarim, it's not just the language is different. The approach, the Talmudic approach is different. It's a different Mahalich.
Why?
Because it's a different language. If the language is different, it's a cheap shot to say, oh, really, when the Gemara, when it says in Masech and the Nedarim, this expression, and we find, and the equivalent of this expression in Masech the Brachas is this, oh, so we can say that in Masech and the Nedarim, it really means ascending, it means in Masech the Brachas. Really? Is that really true? Or maybe the Mahalich of the Gemara is a different Mahalich. Look, everyone will agree to you beyond a shadow of a doubt that Yerushalmi, the way the Yerushalmi presents something, is a different mahalich hamachshava.
Yeah.
Yerushalmi and the Bavli, it's a whole different approach. Look, you have a mishnah. What's the classic example? What's the classic chiluk between Bavli and Yerushalmi? You have a steer between two mishnayos. What does the Bavli do? The Bavli says hocha b'mayaskina. What does the Yerushalmi do? It's machlekes tanoim. It's classic, right? So what do you see from that? Is that the derech hamachshava, the mahalich of dealing with the problem is different between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. So in the Bavli itself, when the Gemara presents us, there's a sequence, there's a classic sequence. And then somewhere in the sequence, the Gemara uses a different expression that you're not expecting. So what do we like? We all learn Bavli. If we all learn Bavli, so we used to a certain approach. Oh, but it doesn't say that in the Gemara. So it doesn't have to say it. The Lashon of Nedarim is the way the Shprach of the Daf is a little bit different. Who says that's correct? Even though Nedarim is part of Talmud Bavli, it's a different Mahalich. It's a different Mahalich HaMachshava. Here is proof. We have a Mishnah. We have a dilemma. We bring a Raya from the Reisha one way, a Raya from the Sefer the other way. In any other Masechta, the Gemara will conclude in one shot, Ela meha leka lemashma mina. Nishtahi nishtaher. You can't go bring a Raya. Here, we have a dilemma. Oh, we don't know what to do, so you know what? We're going to take one side. We're going to take the side, the deek from the beginning. Ela, so what? Ela medaloi katani hach, yishma mina. What I just said now is total nonsense. You know that? Congratulations. I read the Gemara totally wrong. What I just said now is utter nonsense. Because the Gemara Taka says, Ela Miho, Lekal Mashmina. I read the Gemara wrong. Okay? Dvarim Shamarti, Toho Sein Biyadi.
That's my favorite thing.
I think we should have it on top of the screen. Ela, Midaloy Ketan Yachishramna Gerishin Kishtika Damu. Yeah? I don't take back what I said before, but the other thing, just in this particular case, but the other examples, I maintain my, but this, what I just told you is shtus. In the second part of the mission, the fact that it did not list the case of Gerishin, it must be that Gerishin is not called Hakoma. Gerishin is Shtika. So in other words, we have a Raya from the Reisha that it's Kakoma, a Raya from the Sefer that it's Kishtika. So you cannot bring a Raya, Nishtahi Nishtaher Ela, Meho Leka Lamashma Mine. The Gemara actually says it.
Where's this word? What?
We're in the middle of the page. E reisha, we have no raya. Now the Gemara goes e reisha dafka. If the reisha is correct, yeah, is precise. Here, all of a sudden, the Dharma is marich. All of a sudden,
I got it. Yeah.
E reisha dafka. If the reisha is dafka, which means the reisha is mashma that it's kehakoma, and that's why it was left out. Then e reisha dafka nosiv seifa mishum reisha. So it's just a matter of stylistic symmetry. That's an art school term. Stylistic symmetry. Right. Sefer.
The boy wasn't a poisha then.
E Sefer Dafka Nosiv Reisha Mishum Sefer. We have no Raya Leka Lamashma Mina. Okay, we good? Next, Shaila. Toshma, bring another raya.
It's bechlal, very interesting. That so this him, the main family, he divorced right after he found out. So according to so you could say as far maybe he was making, so he was making a snavin by getting divorced.
So we have to go into lumnus. So you want to know the lum? You want to know what is the
reason behind it? Yeah.
So you're right. You're entitled. Let's go look at the Ran then. Let's look at the Ran. You're entitled. Iboyalu. Okay. Let's look at the Ran. I now from on base. You're right. You're entitled to know the lumnus. Iboyalu. Gerish b'shigadami oikadami oikakabadami mishum dekev the yod the orus. Okay. He's entitled to know the lumnus. Let's see the lumnus. Dekev mishum dekev on the yod the orus. Dilabosar gerishin. Since the orus knows that dilabosar gerishin, that after he divorces her, loy motzi mefer v'loy hofer koydim gerishin kiman de oikme. It's like he's been making the neder. The Ran is saying, it's a swara. The Ran is coming to give you a lumdus. If not for the Ran, it would be like a Rab Chaim. Mm-hmm. See, all the lumdus is always in the Gemara and the Rishonim. But this is like Mamish, he's coming to, he's saying like an achrayim.
Oh, so you know why?
The Ran's like an achrayim all the time. Yeah.
So you know why? Because if he wasn't maskim, he would have been mefer.
Exactly.
Elamai, he's getting divorced. Okay, let you have the net, but I want exactly. out. I want out. I don't want such a wife like that. It makes a net.
Look at the words. The words are very precise. Mishum dekevon diyod aras. He knows that once he gives her the get, he no longer has any shlita over her. So she's going to be stuck. So why are you letting her? Why are you letting her? Don't you realize by giving her divorce, there's no way she'll be able to have the nether removed? Loy motzi mofa mefer. And yet he had the chutzpah not to be mefer. He's divorcing her, and he knows after he gives her the get, he's out,
right.
and she's going to be stuck. So go release her, have rachmanis on her. V'loy hofer koydim gerishin, kiman de oikme lenidra dami, ki hechi de aminin demichi loy hofer b'yoyim shemua, and he says a murdik asfar. The Ran proves, he's not just saying asfar, he's proving it, he's bringing raya. Isn't that the lomdis of being silent the entire day? And that's biblical. Isn't that what the lumdus is?
Yeah.
Of the whole day, the woman makes the neder, the husband hears about the neder, and he's quiet until the end of the day.
Yeah.
So what is the halacha? It's chukam. It's an automatic hakama.
And the day goes by, it's
automatic.
Right, automatic.
The day comes to an end, and he's quiet. He didn't say chukam loch. He didn't say the
but
words.
But the mere fact, he wasn't made for that means...
Oh. So that is a raya. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing if he's divorcing or he's just ending the day earlier. By giving her the divorce at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, he's just ending the day 6 hours early.
Yeah.
The Ran is saying this. So the Ran is saying...
Before it's up, yeah.
If not for this Ran, you could say a svara like this, like this.
Say it
you can say whatever you want. The Ran over here is coming...
Could you repeat it again?
Just like the Armin, we said, the Mechil Loi Hofer, B'yom Shemua, if he did not release her on the B'yom Shemua, he has until the end of the day.
It's Kiman.
Kiman, so it's Kiman, the Oikmei Dami, the Torah says... The Torah says that if you let the day come to an end and you're quiet, you hear the net and you don't do anything until the end of the day, automatically it's a hakama.
Even though he didn't say
hukam loch.
You're right, hukam loch.
So therefore it's no different.
Does he have the but let me ask
Now, going to Nodder now, now what would be the swara the other way around?
Right.
What would be the swara the other way around?
The other way, the one that's that right, that's...
Or do you say so? He doesn't say any svar. I guess this it's just follows logically. Is that I didn't do anything. What do you want from me? I don't think you need a svar for that. I did not. I was the day is not over. I gave you a get new, so I gave you a get, but I did not do anything that should be viewed as a statement that the neder is hukah.
So it's like a hefer?
Shtika.
And what's the din
the dilemma is, the
no,
nothing.
I understand. What's the din of shtika?
Then the Gemara said, the nafkamina, let's say he will be machzer giru shosoi. So then the question is, can he then be made for the neder?
Can he what?
This is the Gemara.
Missed that Gemara, yeah.
The Gemara is, what is the nafkamina if gerishin is a shtika or a hakama?
Yeah.
The nafkamina is if he's machzer gerushasai immediately, bo bayom. So if the gerushin is called a hakama, and then he takes her back, too late. Nothing you can do about it. But if you learn
one second, there's nothing you could do. He could still be made for a
matzah. No, he can't. He divorced. If you learn that the act of divorce is equivalent to a hakama, if he then
he can't be chayza afterwards, mefer.
No.
Why?
Let's take a step back. On a regular case, a man is discovers his wife made a neder,
right,
and he says, excellent, hukam loch.
Yeah.
And then an hour later he says,
oh, so it's too late already.
What did I do? It's too late.
I was not aware of that.
Too late. Once you do, you can't undo it. So that's an afkamina. So
the same thing's vice versa. Once he's made for, he can't undo it. He can't
correct.
Say, right.
Correct. Once it's done,
I was
it's
not
over.
Aware of that. Okay.
It's over. Or although he can, he can go to the George Washington Bridge and jump over. Because then it's Kilu, he didn't do it, and he goes back to the father. There's always a solution.
No, if she's not yet a bugris.
Right. If he's a Nar HaMarasa, and if he's a Nar HaMarasa, and he's made for the Neder, and he has Charot that he was made for the Neder, if he takes a trip to a better place, right, then his afara is bottled, and it's nisroikna eitzalah ha'af.
Right.
Okay, so there's no way
so
to
hold on a second. So that means neither is still valid.
Correct. Okay. But it's okay. Now we go to the svar. It's a very good svar. If we only will one thing tonight, it will be kedai. That was
yeah, but kedai. This svar, kishtikadam, I don't have. If you see kishtikadam, that means if it's machzgen shasai, then the din would be.
So it depends. If the Gerishin was called a shtika,
yeah.
So now that he takes her back, he can continue where he left off. He can continue where he left off, and he can be made for the neder. Mm-hmm. But if it is a hakama, if it's considered to be a hakama, and then he.
Okay, got it.
So then he can't take it. Then he can't undo. Okay,
it,
now we go to the next raya.
The end of the machzikar shasai. Someone just asked me that it's a mitzvah. Where is it mentioned?
I don't know. It's in the pasuk. Lo yuchal ba'al harishon. Lo yuchal ba'al harishon.
Yeah, but how do you know it's a mitzvah?
Yeah, I don't know. Someone was telling me something so crazy. I don't know if it's true. He says that they were minhagim with people. They got married and they bedafka got divorced to be mekayim machzik shasai. Is this a crazy thing?
No,
it doesn't make any
sense.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Okay, next.
Tashma. Nadra Nusugi Tashma.
I'm trying to find Tashma.
Tashma. Now we bring a new right to our shaki. Our shaila is a man hears that his wife made a neder, and he then divorces her. Question: is the act of gerushin in halacha considered to be a shtika, or is the act of gerushin itself considered to be a hakama?
We just had that. No.
Right, and l'mayin afkamina, if he will remarry her immediately, bo bayom b'machzor gerushasa, will he now be able to be mefer of the neder?
Right.
If the act of gerushin is called a hakama,
right,
once you make him, it's beyond repair. It's
right,
too late.
Right.
If it's considered to be a shtika,
yeah,
then he'll be able to do it later on. Toshma. Yeah. Nadra, no, new case.
So asking another kash.
Another raya.
Another raya that
was. A raya to the shayla.
Oh, I see.
Nadra. Okay, Nadra. A woman makes a neder, v'hi arusa. A woman makes a neder, v'hi arusa. Okay, so she is an arusa.
Shayla's made a neder.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. Viniskarsha. And then she gets divorced. Viniskarsha.
Was that this guy from the
south? Bobayom. Okay, so this we had this before. Afilu lemea, even she does this 100 times.
Different.
A naira,
different husband.
A naira hamurasa, she gets divorced, remarries, gets divorced, remarries, even 100 times. Who is made for the neder? The last husband. The nedarim that she made before she got married, the one that will have control will be her father and her last husband. Once the husband divorces her, he's out of the picture. We say nisroikna. And once she marries a second husband, then nochmal we go back to the principle of the shutfis between the husband and
but
the father.
But hold on a second. If he divorced, why doesn't the Gemara ask? Oh, it's not the same. It's the same abaya.
Oh, let's see. Toshma nadra v'hiarusa v'niskarsha v'nisarsa bobayom afilu lemeya. What is the halacha? Avia ubaylo ha'acharoin. Okay, the husband, ha'acharon, mefidim.
This is a braisa.
Correct. Shmamina, what's the Shmam of Araya?
Oh,
Gerishin Kishtiko Domu.
Oh, I
why?
See. I see.
Because the E, Kihakoma Domu, because if you say with the husband, he's making his Hakoma, Mi Motsi Mefer Oris Acharoin. So the Gemara said, Nidre Doikim Oris Rishoin. Impossible. If you learn that one, a man divorced a woman, it's considered to be a Hakoma. So if the Oris, so what's the right way? The Gemara says, no. Peldig answer. Hacha. The case of this Bryce is not discussing a case when the husband number one, knew about it. And this opens up a whole beautiful lumnus, a murdic lumnus in the sugya of what exactly is called the Hakama.
So he's saying this Bryce is not, it could be the husband.
Hacha b'mayaskinon
b'shaloi. I don't see this.
Hacha b'mayaskinon. Yeah.
Oh boy, I lost the place.
Well, before it gets wide, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Talk about
six.
Discussion. That's what my
six lines before it gets
wide. Yeah.
Six lines. Answer. Hacha b'mayaskinan b'shaloi shama oris
mishayin. I'm sorry, I don't have it. Did you show?
Before it gets wide, look at the bottom of the page. Go up six lines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hacha b'mayaskinan. Six lines before it gets wide.
It's at Rosh Hashanah?
Yes.
Hey, Bay
Zion.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Hacha, B'mai, Askinan, B'Shaloy, Sham, Oros, Rishon. The Oros, Rishon never knew about the Neder. So the Gemara is saying, you saw it. This dilemma, if Gerishin can be considered a Hakoma, is only Pashat. Only, you know, it's not really a Chiddush. It's only if he knows about it. You can't be making
exactly.
Something you don't know about.
Exactly.
So therefore, he never knew about it. So what's the shayla? If that's the case, he never knew about
it.
That's the case. So why then does she need to remarry Bo Bayom? Why can't she remarry tomorrow, the next day? Why then are we in such an emergency that she should remarry Bo Bayom? If she was Megala the Neder, so the moment of Hakoma or Hafara has never arrived.
Right.
It has never arrived. Right. So let her. Why is it an emergency that she should remarry Bo Bayom? Let her remarry the next day, the day after, even 100 days later. The fact that it says that she's getting married, remarrying Bo Bayom, indicates that the Oros Rishon
that he didn't know about it. I got it.
And now the clock is ticking. And the Gerishin is only called a Shtika.
I got it.
And the clock is still ticking. Yachi, if that's the case, my the boy Bayom, Yom Nami. So the Gemara says, Shama Oros for Shama Ha'av. Oh, the case is going with the Shutvis. The father and the Oris. The father knows about it.
So this is the rule.
So therefore, they have to coincide. The father knows the clock is ticking, because once one of the two people know about it, you have to tell the other person.
Yeah.
That's what comes out from the Gemara. Yeah, I never knew that. I always thought, I mean, we learned a little before this Yisrael, is when there's a father and an Oris, if one of them knows about it, so his clock is ticking. And even if he's Mayfair, it's not enough. You need the other partner.
Right.
But wait a minute, the other partner doesn't know about it.
Yeah.
So we should say, I'll be Mayfair on my day. And when he'll find out about it on his day, a week later, a month later, as long as she's not yet 12 years and 6 months, he'll be Mayfair on his day. No. The Shutfis demands that they both be Mayfair on the same day. And if one of them doesn't know about it, if you want them to work, he has to be informed. You hear what's happening over here?
Where'd you get that from?
The Gemara. Hacha b'mayaskinan. Kishloi shama aris v'shama ha'af.
Right.
So if the father heard about it, the father's clock is ticking. So it has to be today for the father.
Right.
But the Baal didn't hear about it.
Right.
So we'll wait for a week, 2 weeks.
So we're not talking about Nizgarsha, because there is no Shemiyah, so don't be talking about it. What we're saying?
Bishaloi, wait. What's the case? Nod Rav Yarus, of Niskarish of Nisaris, so it says Niskarish of Nisaris.
Right.
Niskarish.
But now we're back in the way from that.
What?
Niskarish.
It says Nisgarsha, Toshma. It says Nisgarsha.
That's what we're thinking about talking about it.
No, it's the Braisa.
I am saying exactly what you're saying.
Nodra v'hiyarusa.
Right? Now, what if she's Nisgarsha and the husband didn't hear about it?
That's the Mor's answer.
What if he was Nisgarsha? Yeah, answer the question. What if she was Nisgarsha?
No problem.
Can't be Hakara, can't be Kim, can't be anything.
There's no Gilo.
Nothing. Fine. There's no Shmiya. Okay, and it's Asmavian, even Meir, Avi Barachim, Mefirin Lerel. Now, the assumption is that since it says the Baal Achim, certainly the Baal Achim heard, because he's Mefer. If number 43 heard, I don't know. But Baal Achim heard, right? Because he's Mefer.
Okay.
Shmamina, Avi Baal, Shmamina, Gerishin Kishtikadam, right? The Ika Koma, right? So the Baal answers, we're talking about, and it's not a steer to a lashon of the brisa, kishaloi shama oros rishon.
Oros rishon.
The oros rishon did not hear. Okay. So now let's read it again. The brisa, nodra v'hiyarusa, v'nisgarsha, without hearing.
Okay.
V'nisarasa b'bayim, right? Okay. So who did hear? Ihochim ayir b'bayim. Why b'bayim?
Afil
mayim. Yeah. Afil mayim. Says the Gemara, Kishalei Shamar, but Rishama Hav, right? The Bay Bayan, who their father can only be made for that day. The Oros can be made for another 2 months.
Why do we need Bay Bayan?
What?
So, for the
father, because the father heard.
But that's
the father heard.
No, but that's not relevant to
relevant
to the Oros. Sure,
not relevant to the Oros. Who said relevant to the Oros? It's relevant to the case.
The father was Mayfair. Who says the father wasn't Mayfair?
He was.
Okay, so what's the problem?
What?
The father was Mayfair.
Yeah, okay.
So now the Oris doesn't have to be Mayfair because he never heard about it.
Exactly right. It's open.
But it says,
you wanted to say that Nisgarsha is a raya, that it's this way or that way, but he didn't hear about it. You didn't hear about it, so what are you talking about over here in the Bryce? Because the father heard about it.
But why then does it have to be
Bo Bayom? The father heard about it. What?
But the father is Bo Bayom. The father did it already. 9 o'clock in the morning, right. The father heard
fine.
He didn't.
Fine.
So now she has a whole line, 100 people.
Right.
She doesn't have to marry the 100 people anymore today.
No.
But the Gemara says he does.
But you know why? Because the whole case doesn't start.
We don't need the father, Bo Bayom. The father did it right away. I don't understand.
One second. You said the father did it right away. It doesn't say that. He heard it.
Yeah.
The father heard it.
But we're not
I don't know what he did yet. If you wait till tomorrow, it's Kiyum. Because the father heard it.
I'm missing something.
Obviously. The father heard about it. Now you added
that the father was not relevant here.
Stop. You're adding that he was Mefer. The father.
So unless he was not Mefer.
Father heard about it. Okay? Now, the story does not start the 4 Arusim, the 48 Arusim, the 100 Arusim, I don't care how many there are, right? If we're into tomorrow, the whole story's over. Why? Because the father heard about it.
Uh-huh. It wasn't Mayfair.
It wasn't Mayfair.
Let's say the father was Mayfair.
What?
Let's make believe the father was Mayfair.
Okay.
Does the husband now have to marry her, the next husband, Bo Bayom?
No.
So why then does it say Bo Bayom? Because of the father?
Because you are saying that the father was Mayfair. It doesn't say that in the Brisa. Find out the
You're
Brisa.
Telling me that the
Bo Bayom... Find out the Brisa where it says the father was Mayfair. You're making it up.
I'm not making
You're
it up.
You're making it up.
The subject here is the Oros Acharai. The Bo Bayom is on the Oros Acharai, right. Not on the father.
And the Gemara says that's because of the father. Because the father heard you got to do
Because they both have to be Mayfair.
No, it doesn't say that any place. You're making that up completely out of whole cloth.
I don't think
so. The father heard about it. So everything has to happen that day once the father heard about it. That's all. That's what we're saying by the end. The Gemara says, why?
Let's see the rant.
Gemara asked the question, why by the end? The Gemara said, because the father heard it.
Because South.
Why does it say, Max, that even if she married 100 husbands with IBM, why not come in it? As long as the father heard it.
Why does it have to be that day? Because the father heard it.
No, but why does the brush have to say that she, even if she got married 100 times?
If you wait until the next day and nothing happened, then it's keying because of the father.
Right.
And the story's over.
But why does it have to say that she married 100 times husbands.
The teach me that Baal Achman is made for the dam. That's the Kiddush. The Baal Achman is made for her.
B'shaloi, look at the right. B'shaloi shama odus v'shama av, u'mishum shmir da av.
That's because he heard.
Who diketani bo bayom?
That's why we need bo bayom.
For the husband.
What does it say? You're reading Av's husband? You're Av's father.
The lav yashmin and revusa eladina hachi who dekevon dikas shmir da av. Dafka bo bayom. Avol lemochar liyoma achrita loy.
But too late, because it's key because of the father.
But the father's not relevant here.
Why is he not relevant?
Because he already was Mayfair.
Who told you he was Mayfair? We find the word says he was Mayfair. You're making it up.
Okay,
he heard. That's all it says. You find the word says he was Mayfair.
Okay, we have to find. Okay. If I'm making a mistake.
You want a flashlight?
Okay.
Maybe it'll help.
Can we move on?
I have a light on my phone if you want.
Okay.
Rabbi Levine, can
yes.
We move
okay.
On?
Let's move on. Okay. Let's move on. Okay. So therefore, I will be kind of like loyim motzi befan. So therefore, the most b'shalom b'shalom rishon yachim my iri b'abim afilu la'lachem be'en nami yom k'shosh ma'aris b'shamav. The boy by yom hudu motzi mefer. I will be kind of like loyim motzi mefer. Okay. So the more we're saying is that it's going to be where the father already heard, so the clock already is ticking. Okay. Toshma.
Yeah, but why does the Brisa say then if he didn't know about it, right? So then my nafkim if he gets married and if he gets divorced and then she marries multiple husbands, but
yeah.
The father has to be made for Baby Yom, correct?
I don't know, so what's the question?
If it's talking about the Brisa, it's talking about the Brisa where the husband didn't know about it and got divorced, yeah? So why does the Brisa go ahead and say even if she remarried way beyond my nafkam, the father could be made for him. The husband's out of the picture.
You need both. You need the father and the last husband.
But he says no, you don't need the husband if he didn't know about it.
You need both. Everyone agrees you need the husband. You need the father and the husband together to be made for the neder.
But he doesn't know.
So why does it say in the Brayso that it's bo bayom? It's going on the father. The only reason why it says that all the 100 men have to marry on the same day is because the father has to be made for. The father's in a rush, because since the father knows about it, all of the husbands do not know about it.
Right.
So because they do not know about it, they're not relevant to the discussion.
Right.
And the reason why it says bo bayom is because since the father knows about it, the father only has one day to be made fair the neder. So the bo bayom is not going on the husband, it's going on the father.
But why does the bride have to say, even if he my nafkamina, if she marries again, she becomes an artist to multiple husbands, my nafkamina.
That you say Nisroi, that was yesterday's daf, because that you say that the Baal HaAcharon has power. The Chiddush is that the last, they don't make...
But he's
make
saying that none of them knew about it. None of the
exactly. So therefore, it's not relevant to Gershon is a Hakoma. The concept of Hakoma is not relevant because the only time you can say that a Gershon can be called a Hakoma is only if the husband knew about it. If the husband doesn't know about it, then it can't be a Hakoma.
Right.
All right.
It all depends on the father now to
correct.
Be Mayfair. So one second. So it's not arrived from this Brisa because it's talking about the Hechotimsa, but the husband doesn't know about it. Correct?
The love should Davka was actually where we have a him affirm, Share. The sheet, the Imshim, no Shama, Imshim, no Av, the father heard. Ain't let it for Lamacha, or Mitarit Sagamar, but the Mishum Shmia, so Av Nokta, Mishna Boba Yom. Look at over here. He's playing with it. He's saying, look at the liquid. Here on the Masifti. He says, go look in the back to discuss this much more. Okay, Toshma, last raya.
To the Toshma. He's not arriving because it's talking about the husband doesn't know about it.
Exactly. Maybe. So if the husband doesn't know about it, his divorce cannot possibly be called a ha-koma. Toshma, last right. Nodra. She makes a neder with Bobayom. Nodra, Bobayom Gerish. Vechzira, Bobayom. Ain't beferish. Mamish beferish. She makes a neder. On the day that she makes the neder, the husband divorces her. Bo bayom gersha. Ve'achzira. Bo bayom, on that very same day, ein yochel lahafer. Shmam, you know, what do you have? We write a shmam, you know, gershon ka komadami. Okay, the Gemara in the Havmin wants to say, what's the case of the Havmin? The case over here is going with what happened. It says in the Brisa, a man marries a woman, and then he divorces her. And then he takes her back on that very same day. What is the halacha? It says, Beferish the Brisa, that he cannot be made for the neder. Why not? Why could he not? Because the case must have been
that he knows about
that it. That he knows about it, and he chose to ignore it and divorce her. And the divorce is called a hakama. And once it's called a hakama, then we have a Beferish Arayi here that a divorce is a hakama. And the nafkamin of Bimatsu Baba Yom is not going to make a difference. Yeah. So the Gemara says no. The Gemara says no. Hacha ma'yaskin bin hacha b'hacha
b'Amri.
Amri hacha bin nesua askinon. Here we're dealing with a nesua woman that is a nesua. V'hainu taimer the ain yochel hacha mishum the ain habal mefer b'kayim. It's a beautiful answer. The answer is
we're not
dealing with a naira hamurasa. What's the chilek between a naira hamurasa?
That rasa still depend on the husband. I'm the father.
And mimeila, because you depend on the father,
you need both.
You know you can be mefer b'koydimin. We learned this. If a man marries an adult woman, and she had nidarm upon her before the marriage, can the husband be
for the nisuin? For the nisuin,
can he be mefer those nidarim? No, a husband can only be mefer nidarm that a wife made while they were married. If a man marries a woman and it is discovered that she made a neder before they were married, the husband cannot be mefer those nedarim.
I'm sorry, say it again. I'm sorry.
If a man marries a woman and it is discovered that she made nedarim before they got married, can the husband be mefer those nedarim? Absolutely not. A woman's 20 years old, and a man marries her, and then the husband discovers that when she was 15 years old, she made a neder.
It's not a naira anymore. 15
exactly, years. Not a naira. Okay. Right now, she's getting married now. She's 20 years old.
Yeah.
The next day, the husband discovers that when she was 15 years old, his wife made a neder. Can the husband be made for the neder?
No.
Absolutely not. Why not?
When could he make?
The only type of neder a husband can be made for is the neder that she made while they were married, during their marriage.
Right.
A man marries a woman, she's 20 years old.
I'm a Russ. It doesn't mean that.
No, we're not dealing with Naham Russ. Let's talk about a regular adult woman. Not Naham Russ. A regular adult.
Yeah.
A woman, she's 20 years old. When she's 25 years old, she makes a neder. And when she's 30 years old, her husband finds out about the neder. The husband be made for the neder?
Yeah.
Absolutely. But let's say a woman gets out, she's 20 years old. They get married. And then the husband discovers that his wife made a neder before they were married.
Right.
Can he make for the neder? No. Why not? Drasha. Ein habal mefer bekoidmin. What about a naira hamurasa? Can a husband who's a naira hamurasa can he be mefer a neder that she made before they got married? Yes, that's an exception.
I'm providing that he was that she was aris to him while she made the
right
neder.
Right. So this is not a relevant this because this case is going where she was in the sewer. She had nesuin. Okay, nesuin. Even if she had nesuin, in this case,
one second. She's engaged to him before the nesuin, and she makes another, and then they get married. Could he be made for her?
So it depends. If she's a naira hamurasa, yes.
Yeah.
If she's a nesuin, if they have nesuin, a nesuin, no, a nesuin not. Once there is nesuin, he takes her into his rishus totally. He cannot be made for b'koydimin. Once the
only Kozman that they're still
Erison. Why? Because during Erison, he shares the ability to be mefer with the father. By the father, it's not Shaykh Koydimin. Because the father is the Balabas from the day one. So a father can always be mefer in there. Now the father has a partner. Who's the partner? The husband.
Right.
So since the father, the husband, needs to come on to the husband, so we allow the father to be mefer afilu. The husband to be made for filu b'koydmin. But once there's nisuin, once the husband takes her into his rishus, then there's no more koydmin anymore. Then since the husband is the sole power to be made for her neder, there is no din of koydmin. So the case of here that it says if a man divorces his wife, he can no longer be made for the neder, is going when he marries her again, he married her with nisuin. So even if you're going to say that Gershon is kishtiko, he divorced his wife. Let's say she was a Naira Hamurasa. And he divorced her. You know what? I'll tell you, Gershon is kishtiko. It's not kahakama.
I mean, he divorced her before the nisuin, before the...
He divorced her before the nisuin. And now Gershon is called, is a kishtiko.
Yeah.
Then he remarries her.
Yeah.
And after he remarries her, he does nisuin, bo bayom.
Yeah.
He does eris and then nisuin.
Yeah, okay.
Once he does nisuin, he can no longer be made for the neder because now it's called koydman.
I got it, yeah.
So it's not a raya. Yeah. Be'etzem, I'll tell you is that a gerishin is kishtika. And if the only thing that he would do would be an erison, and she still has a father, which is an erison, then, it's koydman. As long as there's a father, so a husband and orus can be mefer nidorim that are
can be
mefer nidorim, can be mefer nidorim from before. Who do we lose? We lose Sholim. But over here the case going. Look at the words inside. Toshma, nadra, nadra, kama, bo bayoim girsha. On that very day, he divorced her. And he took her back.
Yeah.
So now the case must be going where that he heard about the neder first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
He heard about the neder. Ein yachol lahafer. You cannot be made for the neder. Shma mina. So therefore, what do you see? You see over here that well, why cannot be made for this bo bayom? Why can't be made for the neder?
Let's finish off the Gemara here.
Shma mino, gerishin ka komadam.
So he says it's not a raya.
Okay, shma mino, gerishin ka komadam. It's not why I'm hacham. So you have a raya.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So shma mino, gerishin ka komadam. Amri, they said no hacham b'nisu askin. So the fact that it says that when he takes her back,
he has nisuin.
And what is all he can no longer be made for the neder, so that must be that the gerishin was called the hakama. The answer is no, it's not a raya. When he took her back with nisuin. Mm-hmm. When he took her back with nisuin, what happens? Now the neder that she had before becomes koydman.
Yeah.
And the husband cannot be made for with koydman.
Right.
Okay, I want to make sure no one takes the amud.
You have the Martin Dara?
Even if you have your cousin, okay? 2 months ago, we got the grade.
For anybody.
Like daily.